Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible said concerning little ones, says their, T-H-E-I-R, their angel does always behold the face of my Father. Well, why would you lose your angel just because you grew up? You have angelic protection. It's very real. You need to believe it's there. You need to expect that if you need it, they will swoop in, pick you up, pick your car up, your house up, whatever you need, catch you, steady you, prop you up, move you. Step in to defend you. Take up your side, your cause. Say it out loud, I have angels. They camp round about me to deliver me. They protect me. They'll bear me up in their hands, lest I hit my foot on a rock. Amen. Now go with me, if you would, over to Matthew, the 4th chapter, and let's look at where this passage is quoted in the New Testament and go further tonight. God is a God of protection, and we've been going into area after area of how He protects. How He protects. And what we're seeing is our responsibilities and then what He said He will do when we do our part. We're to live in Him. We're to obey Him. Stay in fellowship with Him. Stay in Him. We are to say out loud and unashamed, He's my God. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. My God. And I trust Him to keep me and protect me. We are to not allow fear of any kind and any degree. You got to stay on your vigilance on this, because it's a subtle thing, isn't it? Watch out for feelings of dread, dreading this, dreading that, feelings of panic or fear of any kind. They are spiritual contraband to you. You must not be caught with any of it. We see that God covers us. What's His part? He covers us with His protection. He's assigned and charged His angels concerning us. And one thing we begin to see, He has always protected His own with warnings. Foreknowledge. Forewarned and prepared. In Matthew 4, this is where Jesus, after being baptized and the anointing coming on Him, was tempted out in the wilderness for 40 days and nights. And in one of these temptations, Psalm 91 was quoted by the devil. Does the devil quote Scripture? Yeah. That's why you need to know the Word. So if somebody's pulling out half a verse and trying to make it say something it doesn't say and misapply it, you know the other half. And you know the verse that comes before it and the one that comes after it. And the context, and you know the other Scriptures. The Bible said, rightly dividing the Word of truth. How do you rightly divide a Scripture? With other Scriptures. Where are the answer to Scripture questions? In the Scriptures. Scriptures. Right? Don't look outside the Bible to find answers to Bible questions. Look in the Bible. And when the devil quoted Scripture to Jesus, what did Jesus say? It is also written. The Bible said in Matthew 4 and 8. Excuse me, 5. Matthew 4 and 5. The devil takes him up into the holy city and sets him on a pinnacle of the temple. This was probably the highest point of any building in the whole area. It'd be like taking you up to the top of the tallest skyscraper. And said to him, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. In other words, jump off of here. For it is written, he's going to give him a scripture why he should do it. Now we're laughing, and it sounds humorous from our perspective, knowing Jesus' response and knowing the end of the story, we're not even seriously considering jumping off. One thing we need to remember, Jesus was tempted to do this. If it wasn't a legitimate temptation, it wouldn't be in here. He was tempted to do this. So we better take this seriously and see what was going on here. He said, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. For it is written, he will give his angels charge concerning you, and in their hands they'll bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. Well, he quoted it right. So what's the problem? Now, we're getting into something here. Can you believe with me for the next few minutes on this? Jesus responded by saying what? It is written again. It's also written. You shall what? You shall not tempt the Lord your God. So apparently if he had done this, he would have been tempting God. Tempting God. And he refused to do it. For one thing, you don't want to be following the devil's directions, no matter how many scriptures he quotes. But what is the temptation? I know as a teenager, I first began to find out some things about the word and faith, and God began to be real to me. And I actually told a family member this. I think I was, must have been 14 or 15, maybe something like that. I said, now I just believe if a person had faith, that even if you're out in the middle of the street and you stand in front of a truck coming at you, and if you had faith, God would protect you, it couldn't hurt you. Does that sound similar to this? Now see, I'm thinking, it shows faith. If a man really had faith, if a woman really had faith, you could prove it. You could demonstrate it. Basically, what you're saying in that case, I mean, here comes a Mack truck coming straight at you. And if you really had faith, you'd do nothing. You'd just stand there and trust God to protect you. And now we're going to find out, do you really believe this or not? You hear the angle? Why would this have been a temptation to Jesus? He believes this. He believes he has angels. He believes that they are well able and they will swoop him up and pick him up, lest he hurt even his toe. He believes this. He does have faith. And the temptation is, prove it. If you really believe it, prove it. Did you hear that phrase? If you really believe it, prove it. This is the devil talking. What did Jesus say? Did he try to convince the devil he did believe it? That he did have faith? That this was not just imaginary, that the angels were real and they would pick you up. They would catch you. Did he try to convince him of any of that?
No,
or that he did really have faith?
No.
He wasn't afraid to jump off the pinnacle. No. Listen, my friend, you got nothing to prove to the devil.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
He's not your Lord.
Amen.
Has no part nor lot in your life. And you are not called to prove the word to other people. And to prove that you have faith to other people. Why would you be? Where did it say in the scripture, prove to other people that you have faith? Let's say you did. Let's say you accomplished it. You proved to everybody, all your unbelieving kinfolks and your unbelieving neighbors, you proved to them that you have faith. Now what are they convinced of? That you have faith and they're impressed with your faith. You. Is that God's main objective? Is to get glory to you? And to have people walking around town going, I'm telling you what, that Moe's got faith. I saw him. I'm telling you what, he's got faith. She's got faith. They've got faith. I'm telling you. What does that accomplish?
Nothing.
Does it really glorify God?
No.
That people are impressed with you?
No.
And your faith? Now, there's some subtle stuff going on here, or else Jesus wouldn't have been tempted. Wouldn't even have been a temptation to him. But it was. Every one of these was a temptation to him. It's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin to yield to the temptation. To give in to it. He was tempted in all points. Just like us, the Bible said. In every point and way that a man, a human being has ever been tempted, Jesus was tempted. In anything you've ever been tempted to do, he was tempted to do. I know that sounds hard to believe, but the Bible says it. The difference is, he never yielded to it. Proving you and I don't have to.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Protection and Presumption, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204J. That's R1204J. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.